May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord our God, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. Well, I had something little I was going to say before my sermon. Now I have two little things I'm going to say before my sermon. As Nick was reading the lesson from Hebrews, I don't know if you guys will listen to things all the time, and then all of a sudden something really just hits you or makes you think or just gives you such a feeling of love and security. And when he got to the part where, you know, they're talking about Jesus Christ, God, and I will never leave you or forsake you. Think about that. No matter what we do, how we may fail God Almighty, but he's never going to leave us, and he's never going to forsake us. To me, that just, I love that. Remember last week, this week, of course, we know it's all about hospitality, but if we think about it, last week was about hospitality, too. In kind of an abstract way, Jesus was teaching in the synagogue, and the lady comes in, who Satan had crippled her for 18 years, and then the leader of the synagogue got very grumpy at Jesus because Jesus decided to heal her on the Sabbath, and he even basically said, don't come to synagogue, don't come to church to be healed on the Sabbath. Of course, that makes no sense to us. But for that man, he wasn't interested in hospitality. He wasn't really interested in God's people getting care. And of course, Jesus Christ is always, that's just Jesus. God's will, 100%, all the time. True hospitality. Godly hospitality. Biblical hospitality is to care for those in need, no matter what the need is. Whether you're rich or poor, happy or sad, stressed, not stressed, no matter what, hospitality is being aware, knowing, and doing something when somebody is in need. And then the second part that we learned today is that there's to be no expectation of being repaid. When we love others, when we care for others, that's enough because we're pleasing God. We are not to expect anything back. We love because God loves us. We take care and do because that's God's will. And that's what hospitality is. So on this occasion, it's a teaching. Jesus is eating at a Pharisee's house. And Jesus' teaching about hospitality is still, in a way, as far as that's divine thinking and human being thinking, is still radical. It's so different from the norm that we think of sometimes. But I think, you know, hopefully all of us, the world, not just us in here, the world's trying to grow, to realize what God is all about. And then to do it, to accomplish it for him. So the Pharisees, and this is no big surprise, were always trying to scrutinize everything Jesus did, always complaining. And so they were watching him. That's what that means, watching him closely. But then if you think about it, Jesus is watching very closely too, but with a different motivation, not to destroy, but to care for and to create and to help and to grow. So Jesus noticed how the guests were trying to sit in the places of honor. And in those days, and even nowadays, you'll have places of honor. And in those days, the center, I think it was the center area, that was the best of the best. But they were serious. Nowadays, when you go to a wedding or go to a function, you know that, you know, if you're a family, you might sit this way. It doesn't mean they're better than these people. But back then, they really felt that. They really felt that. So Jesus is trying to tell them, because they felt they were due that honor to sit, you know, at the highest places, because they felt superior. Jesus is trying to tell them, don't do that. Don't do that. Sit in in what you might consider a lower place. And then you might be honored by the guest who says, oh no, come up further, sit here. I know you a little bit better than that person. Come up here and sit there. So at that point, there's no hurt feelings. There's just more of a sense of love and honor and welcoming in what people should have, even now, just glad you're there at the party, no matter where you're sitting. Rather than vying for the best seat in the house, the best position, be surprised and sit where you think, oh, might be the furthest place away, and then be called up forward, more forward, and be honored. Because Jesus is trying to teach that in God's way, in God's will, we are to exalt God, exalt other people, not ourselves. And by putting others first, by putting God first, then we'll be exalted. Why? Because we're putting God first, and that's His will and His way. And then there's another little teaching at the end. He said to the host, he said, and when you give a luncheon, and this is for us too, in not just in giving a party, but giving gifts or just anything we do during the week with someone else. Because when you give a luncheon or a dinner, don't just invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives. Invite everybody that's in need. Invite the crippled, the lame, the blind, the poor. In other words, invite everyone, not because you're going to get something back, but because you're trying to share. They were trying to learn how to accept everyone, not feel superior. We are to realize that everyone has value. Everyone is holy and precious in God's sight. We are not supposed to be really focused only on ourselves, how important we are. Actually, how important we might think we are than others. That's not where we are to be about. We are to be striving to be closer to God and caring towards others. Not be striving for being the most popular, having the most possessions, having a bigger house, having more money. And that doesn't mean we can't have that. But it all has to do with what our motivation is. Why do we want what we want? Why do we do what we do? If we're following Jesus' example, and we have a pure heart, we're trying our best, we may fail, but we're trying our best, that's what God wants. He wants us to focus on His will and His way. When we do this, it's also good to realize that this is not a teaching about us to have a lack of confidence. It's not about us to think, okay, I have to have lower self-esteem. It's not that at all. We're to have a good self-esteem because we belong to God. He's our daddy. He's our savior. He's our brother. But what we are to do is not think that we're better than someone else. All of us have value to God, and all of us are to live according to the way of God, which Jesus exemplifies totally in everything He does. And last but not least, if we think about it, how about today? This is the party from God. We're all invited to His table. God invites everyone to his table, to come to him. It's up to us to accept that invitation and to also realize to accept that everyone else is loved by God just as much as we are. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we just ask that what motivates us to do what we do, think what we think, say what we say, stems from trying to really be faithful to you and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Help us to learn to love, to accept, to be tolerant, forgiving, knowing that you will never leave or forsake us, and our confidence lies with you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.